These are queasy times for the auto industry. President Trump declares himself tariff man and makes economic policy in 280-character tweets. The stock market sliding this week over renewed doubts about the U.S.-China trade truce. And automakers are wrestling with how to meet the auto 2.0 challenges of mobility, autonomy, and electrification. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is with us. Let's start, Daniel, with GM Chairman Mary Barra's trip to Capitol Hill Wednesday. How much heat did she face and what did we learn?
Well, we haven't learned a lot because she hasn't changed her tune, which is what I expected. You have a lot of lawmakers from Ohio and Michigan particularly raising holy hell over these plans to idle plants next year in those two states, saying that we rescued you during the dark times and now you owe us. And I think Mary Barra is coming back and saying, no, we don't. What we need to do is make sure to safeguard that investment by the American taxpayers. We need to make sure this company is viable going forward. And I think it's fair to say pretty unapologetic about the decisions they're having to make. And we at the Detroit News have been doing a lot of additional reporting on top of that news last week about exactly why this is happening. And it's very interesting when you start to dig into it. The General Motors plants are not utilized nearly as much as plants from Ford and Fiat Chrysler, for example. There's a whole lot of reasons that are driving GM's decisions. And when you have plants that aren't fully utilized, that's just a huge drain on cash. And all of these companies, not just General Motors, are looking for ways to turn their core business into cash that they can then invest in, as you put it at the top, auto 2.0 technologies.
And speaking of utilization of plants and issues, Toyota North America's CEO Jim Lentz spoke Wednesday in Detroit. Mm-hmm. What did you learn from him?
Well, he's a very upbeat guy, a very optimistic guy, but I learned a couple of things that I think I already suspected is that Toyota, for one, doesn't have a capacity problem in North America. Its plants are running somewhere in the mid-90 percentile, which anybody listening could figure out that 100% means you're fully utilized. And you can get over 100% if you're using extra shifts and things like that, but in general, companies need to run at 80% or higher. He also is not leaving the car business, like GM and Ford and Chrysler, Fiat Chrysler. He's staying in the car business. They're going to continue to do the Camry. They're going to continue to do the Corolla. Because when you've got players that leave the field, guess what? Even you've got a diminishing market share in the car share, you have the ability to get a bigger chunk of what's left. And the Japanese and the Koreans clearly are not going to leave that segment. They may pair a little bit in a few places because some of the segments within the car segments are very challenged, like really small cars, for example. Mm-hmm. But they're not going to leave. That's their bread and butter. That's how those companies made it in the U.S. market initially, on the backs of things like the Honda Civic, the Honda Accord, the Toyota Camry, the Toyota Corolla.
As you say in your column today, boring times, it's not. You have the tariff man, our president, using 19th century tactics, as you point out, to reshape an industry that's plunging into 21st century technology.
That's exactly right. And I think the tariffs are, these guys are pulling their hair out over this, and in part because there's no certainty. They are caught in the middle of a grand negotiating strategy by this president. And I think they don't know where it's going to go. They've got three things they're really concerned about. One is import tariffs. If you're a German or a Japanese manufacturer, you do build some of your cars that you sell in the U.S. outside the U.S. And if those cars are coming in, it's going to raise prices. You just have a whole host of issues that they're dealing with here, whether or not the successor to NAFTA. Will Congress pass it, a new Congress, or will they say, no, we want changes? And the president says, no, I'm not changing it. Either you take this or I'm out. And the United States is out. And their fear is if the United States pulls out altogether of the new agreement or the old NAFTA, then the market really has some problems. Jim Lentz from Toyota yesterday said they would project that the market would lose about 2 million units in sales if that were to happen.